USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In last night's $1.6 billion Mega Millions drawing, lottery officials in South Carolina say a ticket sold in that state did match all five numbers. It's not clear where it was sold, though. The cash option on the jackpot is over $900 million. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a message for those in that migrant caravan that's heading to the southern U.S. border. Here's John Clemens.
You will not be successful at getting into the United States illegally, no matter what.
President Trump has announced that he will use the military if the caravan reaches the southern border.
Meanwhile, a second such caravan could be heading this way. A group in El Salvador is reportedly planning to start marching north on October 31st with at least 300 members so far. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Hurricane Will is now a tropical storm, but it was a Category 3 with 120-mile-an-hour winds when it hit the coast of Mexico last night, quickly weakening as it moved inland. It is expected to drop heavy rains on parts of Texas, Louisiana, the Carolinas, and eventually the Mid-Atlantic as well. Former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor announces she's withdrawing from public life as she's dealing with dementia.
In a public letter released by the court, O'Connor writes, "Since many people have asked about my current status and activities, I want to be open about these changes and, while I'm still able, share some of my personal thoughts." O'Connor was the first woman to serve on the Supreme Court. She retired in 2006. She is currently 88 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A $5,000 reward's being offered as the search continues for a man accused of firebombing a Detroit mosque last month. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The California Catholic Conference now being sued on claims it deliberately hid credible sex abuse accusations against over 200 priests in that state. A lawyer and former priest saying yesterday the cases all involved priests in the Archdiocese of San Francisco and the Diocese of Oakland and San Jose. Wireless phone company T-Mobile says it will donate $10,000 to hurricane relief for every home run hit in the World Series. It's the part of the company's Home Runs for Hurricane Recovery initiative. Boston's Eduardo Nunez hit a three-run homer last night in the Red Sox 8-4 win over the Dodgers, the Sox getting off to a one-game-to-none lead in the Fall Classic. Diddy, former rapper turned entrepreneur, is helping kids in New York City get a better quality education now. He announced on Instagram yesterday he's pledging $1 million to build a charter school in the Bronx. The school for 6th and 7th graders is scheduled to open next September. And the world's oldest intact shipwreck is said to be lying at the bottom of the Black Sea, according to researchers from the Black Sea Maritime Archaeology Project, who say they discovered the ancient Greek trading vessel near Bulgaria after 3 years of surveying over 700 miles. They say oxygen-free conditions underwater preserved the ship. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.